Michelin Center. It is time for WRCO News, sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight calls for a low of 27 and mostly cloudy conditions. Sunday, 35, mostly cloudy to partly sunny. Sunday night, 25, and Monday, 36, with a 60% chance of accumulating snow overnight Monday into Tuesday. Also, Tuesday's outlook, 36, with the possibility of some snow, maybe 3 to 5 inches in some areas. Right now at the WRCO studios, we're up to the daytime high. It is 33 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO News. Hundreds of people charged with storming the U.S. Capitol 3 years ago have had a powerful incentive to plead guilty rather than go to trial. An Associated Press review of over 1,200 cases arising from the January 6, 2021 attack found that the average prison sentence for a Capitol riot defendant convicted of a felony after a trial is roughly 4 years and 3 months. That's roughly 2 years longer than the average sentence for those who pleaded guilty to a felony. Defendants who pled guilty typically receive some leniency for accepting responsibility, but lawyers for some January 6th defendants who went to trial have complained about what has long been described as a trial tax. A ballot placement drawing will be held on Monday morning at 10 o'clock in the City Clerk Treasurer's Office, located at 450 South Main Street in Richland Center. Two candidates for the office of Richland Center Mayor have been certified to appear on the ballot for the April 2nd spring election. The position of Richland Center Mayor is a two-year term, that is. The candidates are Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley. The deadline for candidates to file nomination paper declarations of candidacy and campaign registration statement was at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, January 2nd. Wisconsin law requires a drawing of lots to determine the order of the candidates' names on the ballot. The candidates' names will be printed on uniform slips and placed in a box for drawing. The first name drawn will appear first on the ballot, and the second name drawn will appear second on the ballot. The drawing, which is open to the public, will be witnessed and certified by the city clerk for placement on a consolidated ballot for electors to vote. Candidates are not required to be present for the drawing. Since there are no challengers for the other races, a drawing is not necessary. The extended deadline has passed for anyone interested in running for the District Number 1 alderperson seat, currently held by Connie Hoppenjohn, who did not return nomination papers by the Tuesday, January 2nd deadline. That means there will be no ballot candidate listed on the April 2nd ballot in District 1. This morning at approximately 10:16, the Iowa County Dispatch Center received 911 calls reporting a two-vehicle head-on collision on Highway K near Highway Double K. It was reported that there were 4 injuries. Multiple agencies responded to the scene. Preliminary investigation shows a car was traveling northbound on Highway K, rounding a curve, and lost control on the snow and ice-covered road. The car crossed the center line and impacted a southbound car in the southbound lane. 4 adults were transported to a Madison hospital with various injuries from Iowa County. Identities of the individuals are not being released. Speed and alcohol were not a factor contributing to the crash. Yesterday afternoon at approximately 2:37, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway near Exit 37 in Mineral Point. As a result of the traffic stop, Nicholas J. Forbes, 29 of Platteville, was arrested and taken to the Iowa County Jail, where he was booked for possession of methamphetamine and a probation violation. Assisting with the stop was Grant County K-9 and Mineral Point Police Department. More than 6 million people receive benefits through the nation's food assistance program for women, infants, and children, which is known as WIC. but it's not always easy to get what you might need. Unlike food stamps, the fresh produce, baby formula, and other nutritious items that are WIC approved can't be bought online just yet. Complex requirements make it tough for smaller stores and sometimes big-name stores to take part in that. Some states are working to expand access after vendors left due to changes in the WIC program or pandemic-related store closures. Federal officials order the immediate grounding of Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners until they are inspected after Alaska Airlines plane suffered a blowout that left a gaping hole in the side of the fuselage. The required inspections will take around 4 to 8 hours per aircraft and will affect about 171 airplanes worldwide. An Alaska Airlines jetliner blew out a window and a portion of its fuselage shortly after takeoff, 3 miles above Oregon, late Friday, creating a gaping hole that forced the pilots to make an emergency landing as its 174 passengers and 6 crew members donned oxygen masks. No one was seriously hurt. U.S. officials say that members of Congress and top Pentagon leaders were unaware for days that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had been hospitalized since Monday, and now questions are swirling about his condition and the secrecy surrounding it. It remains unclear when the White House and other key U.S. officials told about Austin's stay at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The Pentagon's failure to disclose Austin's hospitalization for days reflects a stunning lack of transparency. Such secrecy at a time when the United States is juggling myriad national security crises runs counter to normal practice with the president and other senior U.S. officials and cabinet members. A Milwaukee woman has pleaded guilty to 5 homicide charges after driving through a red light in May and crashing into another car, killing 5 passengers, including a 1-year-old girl and 3 teenagers. In exchange for the guilty plea Friday, prosecutors dismissed 6 other felony charges against 21-year-old Antonia Sandifer. Assistant District Attorney Sarah Sadowski said she would ask the court for a substantial prison sentence. Sentencing is scheduled for February 19th. Police say Sandifer's minivan was speeding when it went through a red light and collided with another vehicle and a pole. Killed in the crash were the 1-year-old girl, 2 15-year-old girls, a 17-year-old boy, and a 32-year-old man. An off-duty Milwaukee police officer who died when his car crashed into a semi in Oak Creek last month was driving drunk. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed Thursday that James Nowak's blood alcohol content at the time of the December 3rd crash was .241, which is 3 times over the legal limit. The 30-year-old Nowak died in a hospital days later from injuries sustained in the crash. Nowak's former partner, Officer Peter Jerving, was killed in the line of duty in February of last year. A small ruminant webinar series provides research-driven solutions to popular sheep production issues. It also connects sheep and goat producers to useful tools, techniques, and tricks of the trade, and tips from the field. Learn from experts and other small producers like you and attend these monthly webinars that take place. Webinars will be held via Zoom at 7:30 p.m. Webinars are hosted by Carolyn Eide, Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist, UW-Madison Division of Extension, and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Learn more and register at go.wisc.edu/4r468p. WRCO News continues in a moment with a look at today's vital statistics. And later we're going to check out what might be happening in terms of the weather, maybe some snow on Tuesday. We'll kind of wait and see, but we'll see what the prediction is for that. Later on in sports, an update from the Kickapoo wrestling tournament that is going on and getting set to wrap up at this hour.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Here are today's vital statistics. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua, died December 20th at Schmidtwoven Hills. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Woodbrook Community Center in Lakeland, Florida, with speakers Jerry Sledge and the Woodbrook Veterans. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Hospital, a Grace Hospice, or Schmidtwoven Hills. John A. Woolley, 101, of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Michaela Mooring and Ross Gaston had a daughter, Addison Ann.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
A good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Cloudy skies and maybe a few flurries lingering this evening. Temperatures are steady in the lower 30s with light winds out of the northwest at about 5 miles per hour. We will stay cloudy going into tonight with any flurries coming to an end. Temperatures don't fall off all too much, however, lows only dipping back to near 27. Winds stay light out of the northwest at about 5 miles per hour overnight. And then mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for our Sunday. Maybe some peaks of sunshine by the afternoon. High temperatures topping out at 35. Degrees, northwest winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again in the forecast for our Sunday night. However, winds will be turning to the southeast at about 5 miles per hour. Look for low temperatures to bottom out at 25. And going into our Monday, cloudy skies, highs reaching to near 36 degrees, and winds starting to pick up out of the southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour throughout the day on Monday. This comes ahead of the next snow system coming in late Monday night and into Tuesday. Accumulating snow will be likely during that period. Lows on Monday night fall back to 29. Snow likely throughout the day on Tuesday. Highs reaching to near 36, and then snow gradually tapering off Tuesday night and going into Wednesday. Right now, looking at about 3 to 5 inches of possible snow accumulation Monday night and Tuesday, but the track of this system still isn't quite certain, so those amounts may fluctuate one way or another before we get to Tuesday. Nonetheless, snow looking likely for Monday night and Tuesday, ending by Tuesday night. Now we'll see low temperatures Tuesday night fall back to 24. Highs for Wednesday reach to 34. Now we'll see another round of light snow possible Wednesday night. About 1 inch of additional accumulation expected Wednesday night. Low temperatures falling down to a cooler 17 degrees. We could see those snow showers or flurries linger early on Thursday, giving way to partly sunny skies by the afternoon. Highs reach to 27, but turning blustery and colder as we go into Friday. Low temperatures Thursday night dip to 5 degrees. Highs for Friday only near 21. Another round of accumulating snow may be possible with the next weather system currently tracking just to the south of our region for Friday. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
33 with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 37. The morning low today was 28. Record high 58 in 1880. The record low 25 below zero in 1988. Last year's high was 29 and the low 14.
Also, sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7:34, sunset late in the day at 4:41. The air is calm right now, barometer at 29.69. We received about an eighth of an inch of snow this morning. Right now with cloudy skies, it is 33 degrees, which matches our daytime high.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports time, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
The Shoebox is the Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and price. Customer service is the way it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth. The City of Richland Center is a great place to visit. Enjoy the natural beauty of the area, along with entertainment and activities. Every season is special in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral Information Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Today in high school basketball, the Richland Center Hornets played at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, that special high school showcase game, and it was Baraboo coming out on top, 53-47. Close game for the Hornets, who were trying to bounce back from a loss to River Valley last night. Baraboo gets the win over the Hornets today. Elsewhere in high school boys basketball, Delavandarian over Wazika Steuben, 69-44. Onalaska beat Mount Horeb, 66-49. Wabino Leona over Kickapoo, 52-44, in a game played at Just a Game Fieldhouse. Girls basketball also at Just a Game. It was Kickapoo edging Wabino Leona, 37-36. And Reedsburg was a winner over Mount Horeb, 74-59, in a game played today in Reedsburg. We now check in at Kickapoo High School, where the tournament continues today. High school wrestling action. Here is WRCO's Bill Twining.
At the 5 o'clock hour, the annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational continues at Kickapoo High School in Biola. The girls' event is over. The boys' championship matches and placement matches are in the upper weights. I can tell you that for the third year in a row, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative has won the girls' tournament with a total of 86 points. Coming away as champions, 86 points for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. North Crawford Seneca in second place with 57. Westby edges Sparta for third, 41-39. And then Richland Center is fifth with 30. Then Darlington, Blackhawk, Dodgeville, and Ithaca Weston. Here's how things have gone for area schools in the girls' tournament here at the Lee Griffin Invitational. For Richland Center, they had two girls entered. Senior Madison Meyer missed the event with a knee injury. We can tell you that Emma Haiti is a two-time champion here at the Lee Griffin Invitational. She is a senior and took the 107-pound weight class. Madeline Muller, a sophomore for Richland Center, we erroneously reported earlier that she had won the title. She, in fact, placed second at 132. Madison Muller, runner-up at 132 for Richland Center here at the Lee Griffin Invitational. Ithaca Weston had two girls here at the tournament. They finished up with a champion and a fifth-place finisher, both freshmen. Kaylee Manning, who placed as runner-up at DeVry State last weekend, wins the title in the 235-pound bracket. And Jewel Grosskopf takes fifth place at 114. So both girls from Ithaca Weston place highly. North Crawford Seneca, three girls here, three champions. Darcy Jelenic at 114, Frankie Groom at 126, and Anna Logue at 185, all win titles for North Crawford. For the champion predators of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, one champion, it's freshman Maddie Townsend at 138 pounds. Four runners-up, Luca Gross at 100, Mariana Miller at 107, Madison Glass at 120, and Mara Hubble at 138. Actually, you can add Aslan Molly Hawkey to that. She is also a runner-up in the 235-pound class, taking third at 114, Emerson Miller, a great effort for Coach Leah Gross and the winning Predators of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. They win the girls' tournament. For the boys, it's still up in the air as far as the team championship goes. The last we heard, Richland Center was continuing to lead Iowa Grand Highland. Onalaska and Viroqua. Richland Center with a comfortable lead. We'll see how things go in the upper weights. Here's how things have gone for the Hornets so far. Just seven wrestlers here at the tournament. We can tell you that Ethan Hady at 120 pounds, a junior, wins his third straight championship here at the Lee Griffin Invitational. Sophomore Ethan Bodendine is a runner-up at 157 pounds. Mason Jelenic just placed third at 175. He is a junior. And in the upper weights, Cole Brenninger at 190, Teague Perkins at 215, and Braden Kleppe at 285 are all in the finals for Richland Center. We'll see how things go. They're currently in first place ahead of the Iowa Grand Highland Varsity Reserves. Other place winners from the area, let's check the Predators of Kickapoo Lafarge. Just moments ago, they had a place winner in senior Colton Clark, who was fourth at 165 pounds. Both Maverick McCauley at 175 and Ethan Bass at 190 are in the finals. Chris Clark, a junior, is wrestling for third place at 215 pounds. Boscobel has a champion. He is a sophomore, Joe Wetter, at 157. He defeated Richland Center's Ethan Bodendine in the championship. Two other place winners so far for Boscobel. They are third place wins for Tyler Miller at 126 and Cameron Hogan at 138. For Hillsboro, a couple of fourth-place showings from Isaac Tyne and Urban Novacek, but they do have a man in the finals. That's Ryan McCoy at 215. Standing in his way is former champion Teague Perkins of Richland Center. As far as North Crawford Seneca goes, just two wrestlers in the tournament. Jaron Grimslet is a champion at 106 pounds, and Thomas Frosty, a runner-up, at 144. And we'll wrap it up with just a quick look at Iowa Grand Highlands Varsity Reserve. This team, a defending champion, and in the running for first place, trailing Richland Center right now. But Max Kelly and Jackson McGuire have delivered championships. Miles Welsh and Calvin McCone, so far both runners-up for the Iowa Grand Highland Varsity Reserve. The final, when we get a chance to bring it to you, tournament continues here, the 54th annual Lee Griffin Invitational Wrestling Tournament at Kickapoo High School in Biola. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Twyman.
Thanks, Bill. Today, Tyler Wall scored 17 points to lead five Wisconsin players in double figures, and the 21st-ranked Badgers beat Nebraska 88-72 to snap the Cornhuskers' five-game winning streak. Wisconsin has won four straight and 10 of 11. Chucky Hepburn had 13 points. Connor Asijan scored 12, and A.J. Storr and John Blackwell each scored 10, as the Badgers never trailed. All Amir Dawes had 23 points, and Kadari Richmond scored 21 to lead Seton Hall over number 7 Marquette today, 78-75, for the Pirates' third win this season over ranked teams. Trey Kaufman Wren scored a season-high 23 points, Lance Jones 17, and top-ranked Purdue held off a late comeback bid to beat number 9 Illinois 83-78. The Boilermakers won their seventh straight game as Zach Eady grabbed 15 rebounds to become the second player in school history with 1,000 in his career. Peyton Sanford hit 5 threes and scored 24. Ben Crick had 19 and 10 rebounds, and Iowa defeated Rutgers 86-77. Aaron Bradshaw hit a three-pointer with a minute 27 to play. Number 6 Kentucky rallied to beat Florida 87-85. Milwaukee visits the Rockets after Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 44 points in the Bucks' 125-121 win over the Spurs on Thursday. Tonight's game, the second meeting this season between the two teams. The Bucks won the previous matchup 128-119. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. You're the game on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The Packers can get a wild card playoff berth if they close the regular season by beating the Bears for a 10th consecutive time. The Bears haven't defeated the Packers since 2018. The Packers have won their past two games and six of their last nine. The Bears have won two straight and five of their past seven. The game also gives quarterback Justin Fields a chance to make an impression on the Bears as they decide whether to take a quarterback with the number one overall pick in the upcoming draft. Former Padres catcher Austin Nola has agreed to a minor league deal with the Brewers that includes an invitation to Major League spring training. The 34-year-old batted 146 with a 260 on-base percentage, one homer and eight RBIs in 52 games with the Padres last season. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's been a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service and building solid relationships since 1881. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality, reliable service at the lowest possible cost.
We hope you're having a great day, and it'll soon be evening. Even though it's dark, it's not officially evening yet, right? So, a good afternoon. 33 degrees here on this Saturday, the 6th of January. Today's edition of the Backtrackin' Show is next. It is sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. The mission of Jay's Power Center is to provide the best buying experience for its customers with a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes. You'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. Hello again, everyone. I'm Phil Nee with the Backtrackin' Show. Tonight, we go back to more 70s and 80s musical milestones and memories, and we'll get to some rock and roll for you later on tonight with Those Were the Days. It's a full night of action on the Retro Saturday from FM 100.9. We go back to this weekend in 1975. Everything this guy was touching was turning to gold. Elton John had a remake of an old Beatles tune on the charts, featuring John Lennon on guitar as well. Elton John and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds kicks off another Backtrackin' Show.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. People eat marshmallow pie. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high.
Lucy in the sky. train in a station with glass porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Elton John on WRCO Radio. Going back in the day with birthdays this weekend, celebrities that were born this weekend include George Martin, who was born January 3rd of 1926. Also born January 3rd of 1945. A guy who's been around a long time. Has made a lot of music over the years, beginning with Buffalo Springfield, and then later on his own, and with Crosby and Stills and Nash and sometimes Young. Here's Stephen Stills.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, because your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a rose in the distant blue, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, don't sit quiet over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the distant love, and the eagle flies.
One of the hot records this weekend in 1982 for the all-girl group The Go-Go's, and We Got the Beat on the Backtrackin' Show.
It's the week after Christmas, and all through the town, all the presents were opened and none wore a frown. Happy with their new clothes and toys, there were smiles on the faces of every girl and boy. While everyone looked at each other with glee, the real reason for Christmas was nowhere to be seen. We celebrate this season not for Santa and elves, but because God came to save us in spite of ourselves. So as we begin this Happy New Year, I'm praying that the Christ child will make your heart cheer. Accept Christ's love and forgiveness today, and your life will be new in every way. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, the old ways are gone and the new ways have begun. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Happy New Year.
We're at 32 degrees at WRCO. Today's high has been 33 in Richland Center. Good to have you along for the music, the Retro Saturday. And Bill has an update from the Kickapoo Invitational. It appears that it's all done except rolling up the mat tape and throwing it around like a basketball. But anyway, Bill has more.
The annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational was held Saturday at the Kickapoo High School in Viola. For the third year in a row, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative girls won that portion of the tournament, and the Richland Center Hornets have taken the boys' tournament with 128 points, defending champion Iowa Grant Varsity Reserves second with 113.5, just ahead of Onalaska, rounding out the top five, Viroqua and Westby, while Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative finished sixth in the boys' tournament. Richland Center with the championship as a team under Coach Silas Coleman had four champions, including Ethan Haiti, a junior at 120 pounds, who wins his third title at the Lee Griffin Invitational, and for the second time was named Most Valuable Wrestler. This year he shares the award with Jackson Hughes of Onalaska. In addition to Ethan Haiti winning a title, three other Hornets, all in the upper weights, did the same. Senior Cole Brenninger at 190, Senior Teague Perkins at 215 becomes two-time champ at the Lee Griffin Invitational. And junior Braden Kleppe wins his first varsity tournament as a senior at 285. Also placing for Richland Center, sophomore Ethan Bodendine is second at 157. And junior Mason Jelenic is third at 175. The girls' side of things, Kickapoo LaBarge Youth Initiative, as mentioned, winning going away a number of place winners, including champion Maddie Townsend, a freshman, at 138. Runners-up for Kickapoo LaBarge Youth Initiative, Luca Gross, Mariana Miller, Madison Glass, Mara Hubble, and Aslan Molly Hockey. Taking third, Emerson Miller, a freshman, at 114. Ithaca Weston had two girls in the tournament, both freshmen. One of them, Kaylee Manning, a champion, 235 pounds, pinned her way to the title after a runner-up showing at the Bi-State last weekend. Fellow freshman Jewel Grosskopf was fifth at 114. For the girls taking the championship, 86 points for Kickapoo LaBarge Youth Initiative. North Crawford Seneca second, 57, had three individual champions. Westby was third, Sparta fourth, Richland Center fifth, and Ithaca Weston eighth behind Darlington Blackhawk and Dodgeville. The most valuable wrestler on the girls' side of things, senior Emma Haiti of Richland Center. A full report with all the place winners for area schools tomorrow morning in the sports for WRCO from Viola at the Lee Griffin Invitational. I'm Bill Twining.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Our Backtrack and Show continues now, sponsored by Jay's Power Center. The mission of Jay's Power Center is to provide the best buying experience for its customers with a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes. You'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. Backtrack and take a backtrack now from David Soul. Sad news this weekend. David Soul has died, the American and British actor who came to prominence with a series called Starsky and Hutch between 1975 and 79. We first knew him as Joshua Bolt on Here Come the Brides with Bobby Sherman from 1968 through 1970, lead actor in the TV movie Salem's Lot in 1979. Remember that one? And he also was on the charts, went all the way to number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 with this song.
Don't give up on us, baby. Future isn't just one night. It's written in the moonlight, painted on the stars. We can't change ours. Don't give up on us, baby. We're still worth one more try. I know we put a last one by, just for a rainy evening, when maybe stars are few. Don't give up on us, I know, we can still come through. Can we
stay the way we are. The angel and the dreamer, who sometimes plays a fool. Don't give up on us, I know we can still come through.
Checking a WRCO, we go back to this weekend in 1979. The Bee Gees led the Billboard Hot 100 for the seventh time when Too Much Heaven climbed to the top. The brothers Gibb donated the proceeds from the single to UNICEF. Here is Too Much Heaven.
Nobody gets too much heaven no more. It's much harder to come by. Love anymore. It's as high as a mountain and harder to climb.
Ooh, you and me, girl, got a lot of love in store, and it flows through you and it flows through me, and I love you so much more than my
backtracking with the Brothers Gibb on WRCO. A sad note for the backtracking news. It was in 2011 when we learned of the death of Jerry Rafferty. He had been the lead singer of Steeler's Wheel on their 1973 hit called Stuck in the Middle with You. Many thought he sounded like Bob Dylan on that song. He died after a long illness in 2011. He had quite a solo career as well, singing hits such as this one, right down the line on Backtracking.
You know I need your love. You got that hold over me. Long as I got your love, you know that I'll never leave. When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind. And it's been you, woman, right down the line. I know how much I lean on you, only you can see. The changes that I've been through have left their mark on me. You've been as constant as a northern star. It's been you, woman, right down the line. I just want to say this is my way of telling you everything I can never say before. Yeah.
Jerry Rafferty on the Backtracking Show. We close out this segment of Backtracking with one from 1973, which was one of the most talked about songs of the year. It's been talked about for a long time since that time, as Carly Simon eventually in 2015 told People magazine the subject of her song was a composite of three different men, did not include her ex-husband James Taylor, but did include actor Warren Beatty and possibly record producer David Geffen. The number one song this weekend of 1973 belonged to Carly Simon. Simon, you're so vain.
Son of a gun.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself go out, and all the girls dreamed
Clouds in my coffee, and you're so.